Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's go to Joe Nader. He is stepping into the studio here, head of wealth management at Calamos Investments. We've had a real spotlight on your money right now, trying to make sense of this economy and this financial picture, which can be pretty unsettling with all of the news and the volatility lately. So that has been our focus today's show, and Joe can help us process a little bit of what's going on here. Joe, thank you for being on with us again.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, this is something I got to ask you, different than your colleagues who have been gracious enough to spend time with us today. You're actually face to face with the clients. You're there with people, real people who are concerned about their money. They want to grow their money. They want to prepare for retirement. They want to manage their wealth. What is it you're hearing in those face to face conversations?
Well, a few months ago, we were hearing that there was just general concern. You'd seen markets begin to slide January, February, March. And there was a lot of conversation about what's going on, what's causing that. Now we're at a point where there's a lot more information. We know the path of the Federal Reserve. We know where a lot of what we've been looking at is. And now the questions have become more oriented towards where are the opportunities, what are those opportunities, and how can I, as an individual investor or a family or a client of Calamos, how can we seize those opportunities? So our focus has become really about understanding maybe five key themes right now when you're thinking about where we are and what opportunities may lie ahead for you. The first is, think of this as an opportunity to be able to upgrade and improve. You can upgrade the quality of your portfolio, and you can improve the cash flow from your portfolio, which is so important to our clients. You can diversify and rebalance your portfolio. Now, this may sound very simple and kind of canned, but when you look at the last couple of years, and perhaps over the last 10 years, markets have been so strong, interest rates were low for so long, that clients were kind of forced or encouraged to be very heavily in stocks. Interest rates were very low. There was no cash flow really from bonds. And you ended up with a portfolio that perhaps had more risk than you really wanted for the stage you were in life. That's changed. When you get a pullback like this, one of the biggest things that I used to hear as an objection to further diversifying towards the end of last year was, well, I don't want to pay the capital gains. I have so many unrealized gains. I hate paying taxes and all those kind of things. And this one of the silver linings when you get a moment like this, because really every 5 years or so you get a moment like this. It's not that extraordinary, but it's an actionable moment where you can look and you can say, all right, I may have positions that are a little large in certain names or certain holdings. I can take advantage of tax loss harvesting, which is really, it's essentially a way that higher net worth people who have taxable investments are able to offset gains and losses and potentially net out and not come away with a realized tax consequence on a capital gains transaction. There's some fine print with that, and the listening audience and our clients are fairly aware of it. If you sell something, you can't buy back substantially the same investment for 31 days. We work with clients all the time on this. So this is an opportunity to take some action, to have a higher level of engagement with your advisor, to give us a call if we can help, and to think about upgrading the quality of your investments, being able to finally add income-producing strategies for diversification and lower risk, things like investment-grade corporate bonds, preferred stock. Now, preferred stock is now yielding something in the mid-6%. Matt Freund mentioned earlier, higher-yielding bonds are maybe in the 8s to 9s. We haven't seen that in a very long time. Shorter-term investment-grade corporate bonds, 4. Municipal bonds on a tax-equivalent basis, in the 6s. Investors haven't seen this for over a decade. It's an opportunity to have a conversation, to see how these types of investments can be incorporated into their portfolio and how we can help.
And that's just it. And, in times like these, managed manage wealth, managing your wealth is in putting it in the hands of a professional. It makes all the difference in the world. We've seen a lot of upside over the last year, and now it gets difficult. It's challenging to navigate these waters.
It is. And you also heard from Michael Grant. He's the portfolio manager for our long short strategy, a very sophisticated strategy. You know, he's outstanding in his space. And that's not the type of strategy that just anybody will have an allocation to. Mm-hmm. We consider that to be something essential for clients when they're looking at broader levels of diversification, really a strategy that can capture the benefits during an up market and potentially the benefits during a down market like the time that we're in right now. We have these types of strategies. Calamos, you know, on our asset management side, we've got two major divisions at the firm. We have asset management and we have wealth management. On our asset management side, we have subject matter experts and investment teams across each of the major asset classes, U.S. equity, large, mid, and small, non-U.S., convertible securities, a host of fixed income, liquid alternatives. Their jobs really are to find the very best ideas. And when we talk to clients on the wealth management side, we take those views, we take those strategies, we incorporate them into portfolios. And we just have sort of an endless set of opportunities right now. I think something else that's very actionable for the listening audience. In very strong up markets, it's easy to just ride the index, buy an S&P 500 index or buy any type of broad market index and ride that up. Right now, it's a much better idea to start thinking about how to reduce some of the exposure there and how to maybe own a more focused portfolio of 50 to 60 of the highest conviction, highest quality, you know, equities or bonds across the planet. So when we're talking about upgrading quality, upgrading cash flow, it's really about being more narrow, being more focused. The S&P 500 has 500 companies in there, and a good number of those are not necessarily leaders in their respective industries. So this is a time to be thinking like that.
You have such a calming voice, Joe. I got to tell you, I need voices like yours at times like this. It's just, I mean, people look, let's be honest, and you meet with clients and people saw the numbers in their portfolios. They saw what was in their 401k just a few short months ago. And now they take a look again. And, you know, you have people who are really panicked, but concerned, all different levels, all of the above, and just worried about, you know, what's to come. What would you say to folks in general about that, your outlook for what's to come?
I think that there are some people that feel that way. And I think that those types of people, from my experience, and I speak with a range of clients and families and things like that. And, you know, over the years, I've been doing this for a very long time. Mm-hmm. When you have a professional advisory relationship, your disposition towards your investments is different. As advisors, our goal is to make sure that our clients understand what they own. It's not just a statement that comes in the mail that's either up or down or it moves in terms of tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's understanding what you own, why you own it, and how that's going to work for you. That's critical. And I find that some of the folks that I speak with that are perhaps the most unsettled are trying to do it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very easy in easy times. And we've had some of those very easy times over the course of the last 10, 12 years. Those times are not the times today. So I think it's important that folks that are feeling that way start thinking about a relationship with a professional advisory firm. I also think that when you're in moments like this, there's those old sayings, right? I mean, you know, you hear it all the time, right? Be greedy when others are fearful. I mean, there's reasons why these things have been said and then they're repeated. I work with a lot of clients that have real estate, and for years, the real estate was the part of their wealth that was generating income,
mm-hmm.
because there was no income to be had in public markets. And that's shifting now, but whenever you speak to someone in real estate, they will tell you the money is always made on the purchase. And it's funny because generally speaking, people don't think of when they buy the stock, they're going to, that's the point at which it defines whether or not they've made money.
Mm-hmm.
They almost always think of it in terms of when they sell it. Well, when you sell it, it's either when you realize a gain or the loss. But it's the same principle in investing in securities and publicly traded stocks and bonds as it is in real estate. Your entry point is important and your discipline along the way is even more important. The difference between real estate and public investments, And think of it this way. If I buy a piece of property and it goes down 20%, I can't just buy a couple more and add on to it and average down my position. Here, you can use dollar cost averaging, and I encourage people to, for the course of their life, whenever you have opportunities that present themselves, such as the one that we're in, move things around, rebalance, and use a dollar cost averaging approach to do that. And you'll find that the purchases that you're making over the long term are the moments that had a defining difference in your outcome.
I'm feeling better already. More with Joe Nader, head of wealth management at Calamos Investments, in just a moment. Back with Joe Nader here. He is the head of wealth management at Calamos Investments. And a surprisingly calming conversation we're having here. And I love it. It's like therapy because there's been so much volatility in the market. You're really talking a lot of sense here, Joe, and making just feel good about, look, there are some opportunities where we see what this volatility is within that world. There are opportunities. And you have some very positive things to say. I like it. How are you doing?
Well, let's just remember a few things because we've been at Calamos, we've been doing this a long time and we've seen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, I don't think there's anything that we would say that we've seen that's extraordinary. I mean, the pandemic aside, the action in markets. A couple of times every year, in any normal year, you're going to have the stock market, you know, pull back between 10 and 15%. You don't necessarily need to be in a recession on the cusp of an economic contraction for that to happen. That's a rather normal occurrence in markets. 3 out of every 4 years, markets tend to go up. You know, 3/4 of the time, markets go up. So that means that 1 out of every 4 years, you have the possibility of a negative return. That's not a bad ratio. You know, every 5 years or so, you're going to get a 20% decline. There's a couple different types of recessions. A mild recession is not necessarily a bad thing. And when we look out and we look at the overall economy, and we do see, and you've heard it from our CEO, John Kadunas, Michael Grant, Matt Freund. I mean, these are some of the smartest people on the planet. And, you know, we have seen things slow. But what does that actually mean? And, you know, when we had a very vibrant economy, and we had low interest rates and we were stimulating and we were, you know, pumping money into the economy and things were going very well. As I would speak to clients, they were frustrated because interest rates were low. And if you're not borrowing money, then it was of no benefit to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, interest rates have moved higher. So there's really an optimistic conversation to have about that. I think it's kind of hard to imagine a very deep recession when we have 11 million open, unfilled, available jobs. We have housing prices at, peak levels, all-time high. Even if they were to peel back maybe 10%, there's not a lot of systemic leverage in the housing, you know, in the housing and residential housing market like there was in the prior period that people are so, you know, they have very top-of-mind thoughts when it comes to 2007, 2008, 2009. Things are very different right now when it comes to real estate. I think things that I can say to people that we speak about every day with clients, and we exchange ideas because we've got some very smart clients that are representatives of all the industries within our economy. And their types of feedback is very valuable. Some of the real estate people, you know, have expressed a little bit of concern.
Mm-hmm.
They're also seeing that the availability of income in the liquid markets is higher than the availability of income in some of the private real estate markets. And that's the first time in a very long time we've seen that. But I think that, you know, when we think about declines and opportunities, if there weren't declines that would come occasionally, it would be difficult to rebalance portfolios. It would be difficult to reposition as you go through life. You know, every couple of years, our lives may change. There may be personal circumstances. There may be things that we want to do. You know, you have an investment plan. We make plans and God laughs, but you have to be prepared to be able to make adjustments. Market pullbacks give you opportunities that if you're not conscious of those and don't know how to act on them, you'll miss them.
Yeah, I think it's a very important point that you have to look at this market from that perspective. And I appreciate it so much that you're talking about the positivity in this market and the opportunities to find, you know, a path forward, because that's ultimately what everyone needs to do. You know, it's the reality of where we are. Are there certain sectors, anything you'd want to say in terms of just speaking to the strengths you see out there in our economy and our markets, Joe?
Well, I'm not the person that would be the ideal member of the team to respond to that. But I do think Michael and Matt covered some of those. I think that we're in a moment right now where the concept around what we do at Calamos in terms of managing money for our private clients,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to equity allocation, we have a bias right now towards U.S., towards large cap, towards quality, towards lower volatility at this moment in time. You know, things can change, and they've been changing rapidly. I think that's kind of the way I would describe that. And, you know, we run a 50 to 60 highest conviction, best ideas, individual stock portfolio for our private clients that's done very well. And it's something that, you know, you can go to bed at night knowing what you own and sleeping well. And when you have periods of moments like this where you have declines, it's an opportunity to add to strategies like that. I further think that when you're thinking about your portfolio right now, to all the listeners that are on the that are listening to us right now, this is definitely a time to be asking, what can I do,
mm-hmm.
and who can I talk to about taking those actions? And I think that's probably the biggest theme that I would leave.
Well,
nothing that we've seen so far isn't something that we've already seen at another time in history.
And I think that people who might have thought, I'm going to do this on my own, might now be rethinking that and thinking this is a time to check in with someone like you. We did have a question on the text line. What do you even look for in somebody who's going to manage your money? What would you say would be some of the top things to look for?
Well, I think you want to be talking to a firm and not a person. I think there's a gigantic difference between those two. If you're going to be dealing with an individual, then you're going to get the best that individual has. At Calamos, we are a firm. You know, John Calamos founded the firm in 1977. We've been doing things, you know, in an outstanding way across a number of asset classes for a very long time, through very difficult markets, proven, time-tested. And I think that what you need is an organization that has strategies, that has the ability to execute, that knows what they're doing. So I think skill,
mm-hmm.
and the history of that success is very important. I also think that it would be, you know, a flaw if I didn't say that you have to be working with people that abide by the fiduciary standard, that put the client's interest singularly first.
Mm-hmm.
Not a suitability, not a, you know, best efforts, but, you know, a fiduciary standard that says, we are a fiduciary. Calamos Wealth Management is a fiduciary. Everything we do is in the best interest of our clients, period.
Hmm. Things to look for. And Joe, we appreciate this conversation and the perspective you bring us today, and everyone at Calamos too. You guys are the best in the business, and it's just awesome that you spent this time with us today and helped our listeners. So thank you for the time.
Thank you very much.